Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Angela Cermi. I'm here talking about the Torino Film Lab, and I'm in connection with Jane Williams. Good afternoon, Jane.
Hi, Angelo.
Jane Williams is one of the head of studies of Torino Film Lab and is part of the pedagogical team. Besides being a very complicated word to pronounce, but what does the pedagogical team of Torino Film Lab do?
Well, the pedagogical team is made up of all the heads of studies of the different labs, plus the curators, and also there are other initiatives that we do apart from the labs, so the representatives from those projects also attend the team meetings, and the idea is that we meet regularly, we discuss kind of our experiences and best practice in our training, and we also talk about industry issues that we're aware of, because in fact the team is made up of people who are working in the industry in quite a lot of different capacities. So it's a kind of exchange forum.
You're one of the head of studies, so which is your field, your aim inside of the Torino Film Lab?
I have two roles within the Torino Film Lab. One is that I'm head of industry, which means that I'm responsible for mostly for the meeting event. And the other is head of studies of the Red Sea Lodge, which is a new initiative that was started last year in 2019, and it's a partnership with the Red Sea Film Festival in Jeddah. And in that case, I organize and oversee a course and devise a course for 12 film project teams. It's very much based on the same kind of structure as Feature Lab of the Torino Film Lab mm-hmm. programs. And we work across, originally it was designed for 6 months, but this, because of COVID, we've actually run it for almost, 12 months this year. And it's culminated in a project presentation at this year's Torino Film Lab meeting event.
Okay. I also know that you are head of studies for the Biennale Cinema College and also the Biennale Cinema College VR. The Biennale Cinema College is a wonderful program that it creates a lot of little gems for both for like regular distribution and also for festivals. And it's a project and a program that is really tough, and where you have to select only a little bit, like 3 or 4 projects per year. And I wanted to know which are the idea that you, which are the criteria more than the idea, the criteria for you to, when you select together with your colleagues, projects for the Biennale Cinema College. And if there are any kind of similarity between the two jobs that you do here and there.
Selecting projects for the Biennale College Cinema is a real gift because the program is global, so we're open to applications from around the world. And because we provide the finance for making the film, the micro-budget film, we get very good applications from first and second time filmmakers from right around the world. So we look at all of the applications, and what we're looking for is something that's quite distinctive. We're really looking for filmmakers who want to use this special opportunity of making a film without any commercial pressure. So we really want filmmakers who want to explore and experiment and use this opportunity to try out something special. So I think in our first run-through, we're really looking for filmmakers that have a distinctive voice. And then from that point, in the second stage, then we're really looking at projects that we feel confident that can be made within the tough criteria of €150,000 budget and within a period of about 7 months.
I want to ask you one thing. As your job is selecting, reading projects and trying to help project to be done, to develop and stuff, do you think that all these opportunities that are through many platforms and more platforms available to screen films, more broadcasters, this huge demand that the market has in the last day, in the last years, is something that is going to help create more films, or is an additional pressure, an additional competition for filmmakers?
Okay, so I would say that at the moment it's not any easier. That's been my experience with the films that we've been supporting. It's not any easier for the films to get picked up. But possibly what's happening is that filmmakers have a much broader view in terms of where they're looking at launching their projects. And I think, you know, we have a Norwegian film that has looked, because of the corona period, has looked very much more towards its home audience and has been working with festivals and broadcasters there to secure a local audience, and is looking more long-term at finding an international audience.
Are you noticing that the difference of screening formats available for watching films is influencing the creativity of directors?
I suppose with regard to the Biennale College Cinema, I have to tell you that most of the filmmakers that are coming through are really still hoping that their films are seen on cinema, and that's really what they're thinking about when they're devising their programs, when they're devising their projects. And though they realize that that could be shown on other screens, they're really thinking about the cinema screen.
Okay. So they are not creating for a different format. They're creating just for the sake of their own creation.
For the Biennale Cinema, they are really looking for theatrical release, and distribution.
Okay, yeah. Thank you very much. I mean, I thanks a lot, Jane Williams, for having been with us live from Amsterdam, and while I'm in live from Torino. Jane Williams, which is the head of studies for and in the pedagogical team of the Torino Film Lab. So thank you very much for having been with us. I am Angelo Cerbi for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.